Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z interview show. And with me today is Sean Conklin from Code Commerce, and we're going to be talking about WooCommerce and a whole bunch of things such as code snippets and how to improve your WooCommerce website. At least that's what I'm hoping for here. So welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm always happy to have you back. As I said, we were in the little pre-show we were talking in, we got together years ago back in the beginning. So, you know, it's always good to reconnect with somebody that I haven't talked to in quite a few years.
Absolutely. Could not agree more.
Yeah, I believe I actually reviewed your old plugins way back then. That's how we connected, because you had a couple of plugins.
Yeah, particularly Benchmark Email Lite that Randy and I don't know if we were both on the show, but we are still maintaining that one, and it is still going strong, I must say.
Oh, yeah, I had Randy on the show, too. So anyway, tell us a bit about what are we talking about here for WooCommerce, and what do you do for WooCommerce and helping people with WooCommerce websites?
Yeah, so as of the last 2.5 years, I've been really focusing on WooCommerce-powered WordPress sites. And that's mostly because e-commerce has grown so much, and WooCommerce, similar to WordPress, is the leader in the field. And by that, I'm referring to the open source e-commerce.
Right.
There certainly are proprietary systems such as Shopify that are very well regarded. Mm-hmm. But there are many reasons why people like to do open source. And probably, you know, don't need to go down that rabbit hole, but overall, it's just to empower, to give you the abilities to customize, to choose your vendors, and to have a better handle on costs, and you know, just to do things the way you want to do them, and be part of that community and all the benefits that come with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and one of the great things I find about WooCommerce is the number of plugins and other pieces that are available to fine-tune the shop to the specific needs for the user.
Absolutely. Yeah, WooCommerce itself comes with a ton of built-in functionality.
Yeah.
But like WordPress, you know, they have that that concept of decisions, not options, and sort of the 80% rule that any setting there should be understandable and usable by at least 80% of the people. Maybe I'm misquoting this, but, you know, something to that effect that you really do see in the software. And with the plugins, you have a hierarchy because there are what we call the official WooCommerce extensions. Mm-hmm. Which WooCommerce.com sells. When I say sell, they are GPL compliant, but you're buying an annual support license with auto-renew option, and they have package deals and things like that. So those are sort of the premium, if you will, plugins.
Right.
And step down from that, you have third-party marketplaces that offer premium, usually for a lower cost. I think the average WooCommerce.com price is closer to $100 a year.
Yeah, it's about 79 is the low end ones, and 100 and something for the high end. I know I'm buying a couple for my client this next week, so yeah, they can be pricey, but sometimes they're the only solution too.
Yeah, well, it can be, but I would say that as official plugins, they're going to be the most reliable. Mm-hmm. So you do pay a little more than what you might pay at, like, Code Canyon or one of these third-party marketplaces.
Yeah.
And those are much more Wild West. And there's also some really good plugins on WordPress.org. Again, it is Wild West, but those plugins usually have a freemium version, whereas third-party marketplaces, there's not always a freemium version.
Oh, absolutely.
So at least WordPress.org, you could try it out, kind of get some of the basic features. I do recommend people be conservative about their plugin choices, though. You know, make sure that it's well-ranked, that it's popular enough to have that critical mass behind it, mm-hmm. well-documented and supported, wherever you're getting it from. But you could always trust buying it directly off WooCommerce is going to be good. And then from there, looking in the open source repos and the third party marketplaces, there's some gems there as well.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how do you help people with WooCommerce websites? What is your particular focus?
Well, as a developer, I come in usually when a site already exists. I certainly can launch sites for people, but I'm not really a designer, so I would need designs made already. So most people are coming to me either if they are a designer who's getting into trouble, they want to customize something, or they have a site that needs, like, maybe it hasn't been maintained in a couple of years and it needs, like, massive upgrading, you know, to where there's going to be, you know, a maintenance window and it needs to be well planned out and stuff like that. I help with infrastructure, migrating products and data off other systems, you know, into WooCommerce, also integrating WooCommerce with CRM solutions.
What kind of CRM solutions do you integrate it to?
What I'm actually doing now is called Connective. It's pretty popular. I've also done NetSuite in the past. You know, CRMs tend to be industry specific, so it's a little hard to just say one size fits all. Matrillo is, I would say, one of the more popular ones right now in the WooCommerce space. And there's something called Metaric, which I'm not going to say is a full CRM. It's more of a segmentation reporting analysis tool. So CRM is kind of a loosey term. Salesforce is certainly the biggest framework in the CRM space. So all of that is possible. If it has an API, see if WooCommerce has a plugin for it, you know, or in the third-party marketplaces. Or you could also look at Zapier and see if there's Zaps available that could integrate it. Or find someone like me who could write your own custom code snippet or plugin that will integrate that data for you.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to sidetrack you there, but suddenly CRM is like, wait a minute. How can that be a real big benefit? Because, you know, CRMs are always handy. I'm working through getting my stuff all organized in my CRM now for recontacting my clients. Find out one of the biggest things is when you accumulate enough clients, you lose touch with a few, and suddenly someone does something, they build up and they come talk to you and they say, well, we just did this. And say, you know, I did that, right?
Yeah.
And they go,
They say that email marketing is a license to print money simply because by following up with people, by, you know, keeping that sort of, I don't want to say social media aspect because it's not necessarily social. It could just be you talking to them directly. But just by keeping that ongoing communication, drip campaigns, abandoned cart, even having some, it's popular now to do like a exit intent modals, to do automated chat bots. There's so many like marketing things you can do on your site, even not necessarily WooCommerce specific, but a lot of this does get tied in. And so the CRM, in my view, is more the back end, you know, whereas your WooCommerce gets installed into WordPress. It is part of your front end customer facing interface. They can manage their account. They could buy things. They could do subscriptions, digital downloads, buy services, do invoicing. There's a whole lot of customer facing stuff you could do with Woo.
Nice.
As sort of your framework within WordPress. And then you do want to mind your theme and make sure your theme is Woo compliant. That's kind of a whole nother topic right there.
Yeah.
You don't just put Woo on a WordPress site without, you know, really making sure that the theme renders the cart and the checkout and the product pages nicely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so then the CRM, I usually see that as more back office operations, warehouse integration, shipping labels, some of these marketing features. Those can be separate from the CRM. Like if you want to use Jilt or Ahoy or, you know, just Metoric or one of these tools to kind of segment that data, work with that data. It doesn't always have to be via your CRM.
Right.
Just depends on the CRM.
Excellent. So what else do you do? You mentioned there that you come in after, more often after a WooCommerce site is up or it's an established site. What are they looking to have you help and accomplish with them?
Yeah, usually there will be some custom functionality that isn't really working right with the plugin, and it's highly specific to them. Where usually I just make them a code snippet. I don't actually make a full-on plugin unless I'm building something for release.
Right.
So usually for custom kind of tweaking operations, I would write a code snippet, and I use the plugin by that name called Code Snippets.
Yeah, you mentioned that in the little pre-show there. So tell me a little bit about what is this Code Snippet plugin? It's obviously something I'm not aware of myself for some strange reason. But
it is officially recommended by WooCommerce. If you were to Google like WooCommerce customizing, you will see it listed on their site. And it's basically an approach to doing what you would formerly do in a child theme functions file or a custom theme functions file. You know, whenever you would go find a snippet of code that changes something, like I want every time they click add to cart, I wanted to go to checkout instead of just landing them on the cart page. Well, mm-hmm. codes, but right. Mm-hmm. Or for example, I want to hide the add to cart buttons on the product archive pages, which in WooCommerce product archives, they kind of have another dimension because you have these things called attributes. You know, you're familiar with categories and tags,
right?
Taxonomies of posts and post types. Well, you get into products, now we have attributes, which are a filterable thing. So within your categories, you know, you can do subcategories, of course, in WordPress, and you can even turn on multiple and have primary categories for mm-hmm. products, depending on how you want your permalink structure, you know, your URLs to have that laid out. Usually categories are hierarchical, tags are just extra information. I've got a code snippet, for example, that enables people to search by product SKU or by product tag,
nice.
Because by default, it's only searching by the product title and description. So sometimes there's, you know, throwing a code snippet to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then attributes are more filtering. Like if I'm looking at a category page, let's say the category is called apparel, and then I'm in a subcategory called t-shirts. You know, there may be an attribute called, you know, color family. And then there's a value called blue. And so you choose blue, and then you see, you know, turquoise and all the different types of blue shirts. And then when you pick a shirt, now you're seeing more attributes in the form of a variation. Like, I want a large shirt. I want it to be a turtleneck shirt. You know, those are all right. sort of like a child product, which we call a variation, which is simply an attribute of a product that has a product ID for the child, the actual thing you're stocking in the warehouse.
Cool. All right. Well, that's all quite interesting. And we're reaching pretty much near the end of it for today. And this is a great point where you get to tell everyone who you are and how they can contact you.
Yeah. So my name's Sean Conklin, spelled S-E-A-N, and the business is Coded Commerce, LLC. I think at the beginning you mentioned Code Commerce, so it's Coded.
I didn't get it complete. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. So codedcommerce.com. And yeah, let me know if anybody has any questions. Happy to help you out.
I'm sure they will. Well, thanks a lot for appearing on the show, Sean, and maybe I'll drag you back here another time and dig even deeper into this, because WooCommerce is a big, big world.
Oh, yes.
All right,
I'd be happy to.
Thank you very much. Don't run away on me now.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.